主啊，我们为着这古老的十字架来向你献上感谢。
Lord, for this old rugged cross, we want to thank you.
靠着你的恩典，无论如何的艰难，我们要坚持这古老的十字架。
No matter how difficult the times are, we want to hold on to this old rugged cross.
在你回来以前，
Before your return,
靠着你的恩典
by your grace,
但愿十字架在我们身上做更深的工作。
may the cross do a deeper work in our lives.
因着十字架的工作，
And because of the work of the cross,
在你回来以前，
before your return,
你能得着一个荣耀的教会，
may you gain a glorious church,
叫你的心满足。
that your heart would be satisfied.
主啊，我们觉得何等对不起你。
Lord, we feel so short of you.
你为我们做了这么多。
You have done so much for us.
我们的光景，叫我们觉得羞愧。
We are very shameful of the situation that we are in now.
我们过个人的光景，叫我们羞愧。
We are shameful individually.
教会的光景，也叫我们羞愧。
As well as the situation of the church.
仰望那古老的十字架。
We look unto that old rugged cross.
继续在我们里面工作。
That it would continue to work in our lives.
如果今天我们能与你一同受苦，
If we can suffer with you today,
将来我们就和你一同得荣耀。
One day we'll be glorified with you as well.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
十字架能带我们冠冕。
The cross can bring us the crown.
十字架把我们带到宝座。
The cross brings us before the throne.
十字架也把我们带到丰收。
The cross brings us into harvest.
主啊，但愿你用这些话来安慰我们。
May you use these words to comfort us.
来鼓舞我们。
To encourage us.
无论多么艰难，我们愿意讨你的喜欢。
No matter how difficult it is, we want to please you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
感谢你这古老的十字架。
Thank you for the old rugged cross.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们翻到加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
我们特别注意，不再是我，乃是基督。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ.
我们今天晚上要继续来看十字架与圣灵。
This evening we want to continue to talk on this matter of the cross and the Holy Spirit.
我们曾经从我们主的身上
，We saw in the life of our Lord.
我们看见永远的灵怎样引我们的主到十字架。
We saw how the eternal Spirit led our Lord to the cross.
同时，十字架又引到圣灵。
And at the same time, how the cross led to the Spirit.
学生不能大过先生。
A student cannot be greater than his master.
这里有一个学生，他的名字叫做保罗。
Here we have a student called Paul.
这里有一位跟随主的人，他的名字叫做保罗。
Somebody here who follows the Lord, his name is Paul.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说：“不再是我，乃是基督。
”He said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me."
保罗过所过的日子和他所过的生活。不是他所过的，他说是基督在我里面活。
The life that Paul lived was not a life that he lived, but was Christ who lived in him.
那可见保罗在地上他生活的模式，乃是根据基督在地上生活的模式。
So the example that he followed in living was the example of our Lord's.
保罗如此，我们也如此。
However, Paul was.Likewise us.
这句话不光是保罗说的。
Not only did Paul say these words.
这句话也是你我能够说的。
These words you and I can say as well.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们每一个人都活着。
We all live.
但是我们生活的模式不是我们的。
But the example that we follow is not ours.
The mode
that we follow is not ours.
我们知道说我保罗生活的模式不是保罗的。
Even Paul's mode of life was not his.
是基督的生活，是基督的模式。
It was the mode of Christ.
那基督怎样借着永远的灵？
However, Christ, using the eternal, by the eternal Spirit,
他在十字架上把自己无瑕无疵地献给神
was able to offer himself up without any blemish.
在他的身上怎样的圣灵引到十字架
How the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
然后十字架又怎样引到圣灵
And how the cross led to the Spirit.
如果我们的主在地，我们如果我们的主是这样的活着
If our Lord lived in such a way,
那我们生活的秘诀也是一样。
Then the secret of our living is the same.
你看见是圣灵带我们到十字架。
The Holy Spirit leads us to the cross.
十字架又把我们领回圣灵。
And the cross led us back to the Holy Spirit.
若不是圣灵发起的，它必定不是十字架。
If the Holy Spirit did not begin, then it would not be the cross.
我们可以经历非常的痛苦，但是不是十字架。
We might suffer much pain, but that is not the cross.
十字架的起点一定从圣灵来的。
The beginning point, the origin point of the cross is from the Spirit.
因着是十字架圣灵发起的。
It is because the Holy Spirit began this.
所以背十字架的能力是从圣灵来的。
So to be able to take up the cross, that strength to be able to do that is from the Holy Spirit.
没有一个人背十字架被压垮。
Nobody can take up the cross and actually be crushed.
因为是圣灵引我们到十字架。
Because it is the Holy Spirit who leads us to the cross.
就像 Summer Rutherford 说的。
Just like Rutherford said.
他说十字架的两个臂就好像鸟的两个翅膀一样。
He said that the beam of the cross is like the wings of a bird.
因为是圣灵引我们到十字架。
Because it is the Holy Spirit who leads us to the cross.
所以他像两个翅膀一样。
So it's like two wings.
他要能拖着我们在空中飞翔。
To sustain us as we fly in the air.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
在主的身上永远的灵怎样引他到十字架。
In the life of our Lord, how the eternal Spirit led him to the cross.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天圣灵同样的要把我们引到十字架。
Likewise today, the Holy Spirit is to lead us to the cross.
但是同样的
，But at the same time,
圣灵十字架要带我们到回到圣灵。
The cross leads us back to the Holy Spirit.
我们就是一个被圣灵充满的基督徒。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们不只顺服里面恩膏的教训。
Not only do we are obedient to the teaching of the indwelling.
而且圣灵要从我们里面满溢出来。
But he wants to overflow from within.
从我们的腹中就流出活水的江河来。
So that he might flow out rivers of living water.
所以十字架是达到丰收唯一的途径。
The cross is the only way to gain the harvest.
十字架也是达到荣耀唯一的途径。
The cross is the only way to glory.
就像 William Penn 说的。
Just like William Penn said.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
那现在我们要看。
Now we have to see.
从保罗的身上
In the life of Paul.
他怎样过这样的生活
How did he live?
我们知道保罗的例子
We know the example of Paul.
能够帮助我们
Can help us.
彼得是个很好的例子
Peter is a very good example.
但是彼得身上有一段是我们没有办法跟随的
But there is one part of Peter's life that we cannot follow.
有一段我们的彼得是在我们的主肉身道成肉身的主的脚前的
The one part of the life of Peter was at the foot of the Lord who had become flesh.
如果我们跟随，我们要效法彼得，我们应该活在第一世纪。
If we are to imitate Peter, we are to live in the first century.
而且我们应该在主耶稣道成肉身所在的地方。
And we need to be at the place where the Word became flesh.
所以在圣经人物里面。
So in the biblical characters.
圣灵给我们一个 typical， 给我们一个典型的例子。
Here we see a typical example.
他的得救像我们得救一样。
His salvation. Was like our salvation.
他的重生就像我们的重生。
His rebirth was like our rebirth.
保罗没有见过主。
Paul had never met the Lord.
保罗不像十二个门徒一样。
He was not like the 12 disciples.
那个我们知道说，在整个的宇宙里面。
We know in the whole universe.
最大的使徒就是父神所打发的。
The greatest apostle was the one who was sent by God the Father.
这就是希伯来书所说的，我们的主就是那个最大的使者。
Our Lord was the great apostle.
但是不光父神打发使徒
，But not only did the Father send him forth，
死神也打发使徒
，But the God the Son also sent him。
你看见他所打发的是十二个门徒
，What he sent was the 12 disciples。
但是圣灵也打发使徒
，But the Holy Spirit also sent out the apostles。
我们都知道
，We know
是圣灵打发保罗跟巴拿巴还有其他的人。
It was the Holy Spirit who sent forth Paul and Barnabas and others。
自从五旬节以后。
So from after Pentecost,
你看见说，我们知道说保罗所经过的
，What Paul went through,
就是我们每一个人所经过的
，is what you and I go through as well.
所以现在我们要从保罗的身上
，So we want to learn from the life of Paul.
来看圣灵怎样引他到十字架
，How the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
然后十字架又怎样的引他到圣灵
，And how the cross led him back to the Holy Spirit.
我相信，从保罗的例子。
I believe that with the example of Paul,
我们就很自然地知道圣灵在我们身上是要怎么做的。
Very naturally, we can see how the Spirit is to work in us.
我们的主从马槽到宝座。
Our Lord went from the manger to the throne.
33年半。
33.5 years.
当然，他达到宝座以前是经过十字架。
Before he reached the throne, he went through the cross.
这就是我们的主，他在地上。从地在地上来到地上以后，他为我们所完，他这个一生所给我们看，就这样的一生。
And that is what the Lord showed us his life on earth.
保罗在大马色路上遇见主。
Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
从他得救的那天开始。
Ever since the day he was saved.
一直到他说有公义的冠冕为我穿。
Until he said that there was a crown of righteousness for me.
对于保罗来说
，For Paul，
他的一生是从得救大马色路上那天开始。
His whole life began on the road to Damascus。
你看他的生命开始成长
，And his life began to mature。
他成长的模式就像路加福音我们的主的模式一样。
And that mode of life into maturity was like the example of Luke found in Jesus。
到了他为主寻道的时候。
Until his martyrdom,
他说：“当跑的路我已经跑尽。”
He said, "I've already run the course."
现在有公义的冠冕为我存。
Now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
所以保罗的一生
，So Paul's whole life
是从大马色路开始
，began with the road to Damascus.
然后到了宝座。
Until the throne.
因为冠冕就是代表宝座。
Because the crown represents the throne.
所以你看见保罗说，现在活着的不再是我。
So Paul said, "It is no longer I who live."
如果我们的主是从马槽达到宝座
，If our Lord went from the manger to the throne,
我们每一个人都是从伯利恒东升。
So all of us begin at Bethlehem.
是我们成长。一直长到神的面前。
We will grow and grow until the Lord's presence.
一直长到神的宝座。
Until His throne.
但是
，But
其中要经过十字架。
We have to go through the cross.
学生不能高过先生。
A student cannot be greater than his master.
我们的主在地上33年半之久。
Our Lord was on earth 33.5 years.
30年。
30 years.
他是隐藏的。
It was hidden life.
3年是结果累累。
3 years were a life of fruitful life.
然后最后的一年，最后的这个六个月
，the last 6 months,
丰收
，harvest.
保罗也是这样。
Likewise with Paul.
保罗从大马色路一直到他得着冠冕
，from Damascus until he gained the crown.
大概是33年。
Is about 33 years.
第一个11年。
The first 11 years.
隐藏的十一年
，a hidden 11 years。
他就像这个，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
Before the Lord, he was like a growing up like a tender shoot。
也像根出于干地。
And a root in the dry, parched land。
第二个十一年
，the second 11 years。
神就把那个生命水的水坝就挪开了。
The dam that was holding up the waters of the living waters was removed.
第二个十一年乃是保罗结果累累的十一年。
The second 11 years was the fruitful years of Paul.
他不只有第一次的环游布道。
Not only did he have the first missionary journey.
有第二次。
He had the second
有
one.
有第三次。
He had the third one.
他走遍了整个小亚细亚。
He walked all of Asia Minor.
他大概走了半个的欧洲。
He walked about half of Europe.
他所走过的路。
The way that he walked,
大概相当于今天赤道的一半。
It is about half the length of the equator.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见说保罗的第二个十一年
Paul's second 11 years
是最有用的十一年
is when he was the most useful.
他的用处达到高峰
His usefulness was at its peak.
他的这个职事达到高峰
His ministry was at its peak.
他的启示达到高峰
His revelation was at its apex.
这是他的第二个十一年
This is his second 11 years.
到了第三个十一年开始的时候
When the third 11 years began
等到保罗可以说到他一生最高峰的时候
When Paul was at his peak
现在太阳照的是最最太阳的光是最光太阳的光是最亮的时候
When the sunshine was at its brightest
我们不会想到
We would not have thought
我们也不懂得为什么
And we don't know why
那个最有用的保罗
The Paul that was the most useful
没有人两双手，一双手比保罗那双手更有用。
No two hands were more useful than the hands of Paul.
神用了二十年的时间。
Paul, the Lord used 20 years
雕刻保罗
to sculpt Paul,
造就保罗
to build Paul.
现在他在神手里非常有用。
And he was very useful in the hands of the Lord.
你弟兄常常说。
Our brother Watchman Nee often
said,
if a young person wants to be useful in the hands of the Lord, he has to give to the Lord at least 20 years. And that was what happened in Paul's life.
到了保罗得救20年以后,
After Paul was converted 20 years later,
你看见因着神的工作,
because of the Lord's God's work,
可以说是神的 masterpiece.
He was a masterpiece of God.
现在的保罗,
the Paul now,
是全世界最有用的保罗
was the most useful Paul in the whole world.
那双手是最有用的那一双手
That pair of hands was the most useful.
我们需要一个，不只需要一个保罗
We don't need one Paul.
我们不只需要一个保罗
Not only do we need one Paul.
我们需要一万个保罗
We want 10,000 Pauls.
我们要有像一万个像保罗这样的手
We want to have 10,000 Pauls with these hands.
你看见全世福音就送遍全世界
And then the good news will be spread throughout the whole world.
但是神的道路永远高过人的道路
But God's ways are aboveMan's ways.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
起头我们不知道为什么。
We did not know why.
后来我们知道了。
At the end, we knew.
我们知道，等到第三个阶段，二十年开，第三个十一年开始的时候。
When the third 11 years began,
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible showed us.
神听保罗的祷告。
God listened to Paul's prayer.
保罗说：“我要到罗马去。”
Paul said, "I want to go to Rome."
因为他告诉罗马的圣徒说
Because he told the Romans
我们在这一代在我们所有的福音都传遍了
He said I've already preached the gospel
现在没有地方可以再传了
Nowhere can I preach more
你知道在保罗以前还有一个人说过类似的话吗
You know somebody before Paul said the same thing
那个人就是亚历山大
And that was Alexander the Great
当亚历山大征服了他的世界以后
When Alexander the Great conquered the whole world
他在帐篷里面哭了
He was crying in his tent
有人就问他说你为什么哭呢
They asked him why are you crying
The reason I cry, 因为从现在再也没有世界可以被征服了。
Because from now on, I have no more land to conquer.
保罗为着基督的缘故。
Paul, for the sake of Christ,
他愿意走向天涯海角，他为着要赢得全世界来归向基督。
He was willing to go throughout the whole world to be able to preach the good news.
他在以弗所的时候。
When he was in Ephesus,
你看见神给他又大又有果效的门。
The Lord gave him a big, useful gate.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
保罗真是结果累累。
The Paul was very fruitful.
他说我要到罗马去。
He said, I'm going to Rome.
神听他的祷告。
Paul, the God listened to him.
神也不听他的祷告。
But God also did not answer his prayer.
他对罗马的人怎么说呢
？What did he say to the Roman saints?
他说我希望欢欢喜喜到你们那里。
He said, I want to joyfully come before you.
神听他的祷告。
And the Lord answered his
他到了罗马。
He did arrive in Rome.
神不听他的祷告。
But the Lord did not answer his prayer.
他不是欢欢喜喜的去。
Because he did not go joyfully.
他是带着锁链。
He went with chains.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗说你要纪念。我的锁链。
Paul said, "Remember my bonds or my chains."
保罗最后的十一年
，the last 11 years of
Paul, 他是在死的阴影底下。
He was under the shadow of death.
他身上有一个记号。
He had a mark on his life.
他是带着锁链的。
He was with chains.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是保罗的第三个十一年。
This is Paul's third 11 years.
我们怎么解释这三个十一年？
How do we explain these three 11 years?
我们从哪里知道这三个十一年?
How do we understand these 311 years?
使徒行传给我们一些资料。
Acts gives us some material.
但是最重要的资料。
But the most important material.
是从他的十三封书信里面。
Is from his 13 epistles.
我们知道在他第二个阶段中间的时候。
In the middle of his second 11 years.
他写了头两本书。
He wrote the first two epistles.
那就是帖撒罗尼迦前书、帖撒罗尼迦后书。
First and Second Thessalonians.
这个大概是主后52年到53年的时候。
About 52-53 AD.
再过五年。
After 5 years.
那就是第二个阶段最末了的时候。
At the end of the second 11 years.
他就写了罗马书、加拉太书、林前跟林后。
He wrote Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
再过五年。
5 years later.
那就是第二个阶段中间的时候。
It was at the middle of the second section.
他从罗马监狱里面写了以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓利门书跟腓利比书。
He wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon from prison.
当他殉道以前。
Before his martyrdom.
那就又过了五年。
Another 5 years.
他写了三本提子书。
He wrote the 3 epistles with T's.
提摩太前书、提摩太后书还有提多书。
First and Second Timothy and Titus.
当他写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候
，When he wrote to the Thessalonians，
帖撒罗尼迦教会才得救没有几个月。
They had just been saved but a few months。
可以说，帖撒罗尼迦教会乃是婴孩的教会。
The church in Thessalonica was an infant church。
保罗的一生
，Paul's whole life，
从第一个十一年。
From the first 11 years,
到第二个十一年
to the second 11
years, 到第三个十一年
to the third 11 years,
好像从婴孩的阶段到少年的阶段到了成年的阶段
It's as if it went from infanthood to adolescence to adulthood.
他怎么帮助刚刚得救的弟兄姊妹
How is he to help those who were just believed in the Lord?
他怎么帮助刚刚出生的教会
How is he to help a church that was just born?
当然是保罗在第一个阶段第一个十一年他所学的
Of course, it is what he learned in his first 11 years.
现在他能帮助刚刚蒙恩得救的人。
Now he can help those who just were saved.
所以当你读帖撒罗尼迦前书后书的时候
，When you read First and Second Thessalonians,
你大概可以知道保罗在第一个十一年里面学了一些什么样的。
You can see what kind of lessons Paul learned in his first 11 years.
当保罗写罗马、加拉太跟林前、林后的时候
，When he wrote Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians,
他大概已经完成了第二个阶段。
He had almost finished his second 11 years.
而他所面对的教会
and the churches that he faced,
无论是罗马的
whether it be Rome,
无论哥林多
whether it be Corinth,
无论加拉太的众教会
or Galatia,
他们已经到了少年的阶段
They have reached their adolescence period.
你看保罗又比他们稍微多走几步
Paul had walked a couple more steps than they had.
所以现在保罗能帮助他们
So now Paul can help them.
保罗自己经过那个阶段
Paul himself had gone through that.
所以他能帮助在少年时期的教会应该怎样的往前去
？So he can help those churches who were in their adolescence period.
所以第二组的书信
，So the second set of books，
大概让我们看见保罗第二个阶段他学了一些什么
？Shows us what Paul learned in his second 11 years.
然后到了第二个阶段、第三个阶段终点中间的时候
，So when you reach the middle of the third 11 years，
那这个时候，保罗渐渐的被带到了。成熟的阶段
Paul was brought into maturity.
而那个时候
at that time,
以弗所教会
the church in Ephesus,
哥罗西教会
the church in Colossae,
腓立比教会
the church in Philippi,
可以说渐渐的成熟
and they were all mature.
你记不记得我们的主对门徒怎么说
Do you remember what our Lord said to the disciples?
有许多的话我不能对你们说
There are many things I cannot say to you.
因为你们担当不起
because you cannot bear it.
许多时候我们太年幼了。
So many times we're too young.
主的话我们担当不起。
The Lord's word we can't bear it.
那现在保罗能够把最高的启示给以弗所的教会和哥罗西的教会。
Now Paul can give the highest revelation to the church in Ephesus and Philippi.
你就知道说以弗所的教会跟哥罗西的教会已经慢慢慢慢往成熟那里走了。
And the church in Ephesus and Colossae. So you see that these two churches were going into maturity.
所以 保罗可以给他们最高的启示。
So Paul can give them the highest revelation.
所以以弗所书跟哥罗西书是全本圣经里面启示最高的。
So Ephesians and Colossians have the highest revelation in the whole Bible.
但是全部本圣经，全部圣经里面。
But throughout the whole Bible.
讲到经历最深的是腓立比书。
Speaking of the deepest experience is found in Philippians.
因为腓立比的教会已经往那个方向走。
Because the church in Philippi went that direction.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以大概在这保这个侍奉以弗所哥罗西还有就是腓立比跟腓利门
Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians and Philemon
大概能给我们看见保罗最后的十一年所学习些什么
It shows us what Paul learned in his last 11 years
那现在
Now
让我们来现在我们把这个十三封书信摆在一起。
If we were to put all the 13 epistles together,
你可以把它分，一共有四组的书信。
You'll see four groupings.
第一组跟第二组。
The first and second grouping.
贴前跟贴后。
First and second Thessalonians.
再加上这个，再加上罗马书、加拉太书，临前跟临后。
Plus Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
这六卷书。
These six letters.
到底保罗告诉我们他学了些什么
？What did Paul tell us that he learned?
或者说。
Words,
他的第一个十一年跟第二个十一年
His first and second 11 years
他蒙恩得救二十年之内大概他学了一些什么功课
He was saved for over 20 years What lessons did he learn?
然后你读到后面的七封书信
And then when you read the latter seven epistles
四封监狱的书信
Four prison letters
再加上这个最后三本提子书
And then the three T letters
如果你把这合起来的话
If you add these together
那你大概就知道他最后的十一年最后的一段他又学了一些什么功课
You will know what he learned in his last 11 years
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
学生不能高过先生
Student cannot be greater than his master.
我们如果把保罗的十五三封书信好好读过的话
If we are to read carefully all the 13 letters,
前面的六封书信
The first six letters,
到底讲什么
What do they say?
很简单
Simply,
你看见说我们的主怎样是永远的灵把他带到十字架
How our Lord by the eternal spirit was led to the cross
你看保罗学同样的功课
You see that Paul learned that same lesson
前面六封书信
The first six letters
给我们看见圣灵怎样引他到十字架
Showed us how the Holy Spirit led him to the cross
所以在他十三封书信里面
So in the 13 letters
讲十字架讲得最清楚的
The where that it denotes the cross the most clear
罗马书
Romans
加拉太书
Galatians
临前
First Corinthians, Second Corinthians.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这一次我们的主题是十字架
Now our topic is the cross.
结果哥林多前书里面告诉我们
First Corinthians tells us.
有一个道叫做十字架的道
There is a way, the way of the cross.
No, the word.
Oh, there is a word, the word of the cross.
在原文是 logos.
In the Greek, it's logos.
你看见保罗学了许多十字架的功课
Paul learned many lessons of the cross.
他不只有经历
Not only did he have experience.
现在主也把话给他
But the Lord also gave him a word.
如果他只有经历没有话
If he had only experience and no word.
全世界只有保罗一个人是属灵的
Then only Paul would be spiritual in the whole world.
保罗不能帮助我们
Paul cannot help us.
但是保罗能帮助我们
The reason Paul can help us.
他不只有经历
Not only does he have experience.
现在主也给他话
But the Lord gave him a word.
所以他把这些话通通放在一起
So he collected all the word.
他说这是 logos of the cross. 这是十字架的道
He said this is the logos of the cross.
代表什么
What does that mean?
代表关于十字架神所有的旨意
Because it shows the whole will of God.
所以难怪弟兄姊妹
No wonder.
许多人读这十三卷圣经
When they read the 13 letters.
他们要告诉他很清楚给我们看见
It is very clear we see.
这个特别是第二组的书信
Especially the second set of letters.
你从不同的角度给我们看见十字架
Through different angles we can see the cross.
所以这四封这六卷的书信
So these six letters
给我们看见这个圣灵怎样把保罗带到十字架
shows us how the Holy Spirit led Paul to the cross
让他认识什么是十字架
so he would know what the cross is
弟兄姊妹感谢主
thank the Lord
因着保罗的认识
because of Paul's mouth
圣灵把这些话放在他自己的启示话他的话语里面
the Holy Spirit put these words in the scripture
现在圣灵也能够 在我们身上这样的工作。
So the Holy Spirit now can work in us.
我里面有个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep feeling.
今天讲十字架道的人很多很多。
There are many messages on the cross today.
有的人很强调讲十字架。
Some people speak very fervently of the cross.
让我们记得。
But let us remember.
我们如果讲十字架。
If we speak of the cross.
我们必须求主把它放在一个最严谨、最准确的根基上。
We need to ask the Lord to put it on the foundation of a very accurate foundation.
你如果读盖恩夫人的东西。
If you read the writings of Madame Guyon.
你知道没有人比盖恩夫人更懂得拣选十字架。
You know that nobody more than Madame Guyon knows how to choose the cross.
你如果懂贝路易斯摩的东西。
If you read Jesse Penn Lewis.
你知道很少有人像他那样把十字架启示给我们看见。
Very few show the or have a revelation of the cross like she does.
但是我们要小心。
But let us be careful.
不管宾路易斯姆怎么样帮助我们。
No matter how Jesse Penn Lewis helped us.
不管盖恩夫人怎样帮助我们。
Or how Madame Guyon helps us.
我们一定要回到神话语的根基。
We have to return to the basis, the foundation, the word.
有的人不只喜欢宾路易斯姆的东西。
Many people like the writings of Jesse Penn Lewis.
而且对他东西着迷了。
And many have become very obsessed with those materials.
结果你看见有一半人他们所过的生活。
So the life that they live.
那个生活是个灰色的生活，是 gray。
That life that they live is a gray life。
结果什么都变成非常非，什么都变成非常非常的灰色的。
Everything is gray。
十字架变得非常的沉重的。
The cross becomes a burden。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
主在英国兴起了 Spark 弟兄。
In England, the Lord raised up Brother Sparks.
他的确从宾路易斯姆身上得到许多的帮助。
He gained much help from Jesse Penn Lewis.
但他给我们看见。
But he showed us.
你看见十字架永远跟复活连在一起。
The cross is always related with resurrection.
讲到复活，很少有人像史伯克那样的。
Speaking of revelation, very few speak of resurrection like Brother Sparks.
有人问你弟兄。
Somebody asked Brother Nee.
史伯克弟兄的特点在哪里？
What is the special feature of Brother Sparks?
如果宾路易斯姆的特点讲十字架的死的话
if Jesse Penn Lewis's feature is speaking of the death of the cross,
你看见当然史伯克弟兄他重点就在复活。
Brother Sparks, his emphasis is on resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得。
Let us remember.
是圣灵引导到十字架。
The Holy Spirit leads to the cross.
但这里有个 balance, 有个平衡。
But here's a balance.
是十字架又把我们带到圣灵。
The cross leads us to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要求主把十字架的道活化在我们的里面。
So we need to ask that the word of the cross would be in us.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
这是前面六卷。
These are the first six letters.
后面的七封书信。
The latter seven letters.
乃是十字架带到圣灵，达到就带回到圣灵。
The cross leading back to the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
因为等到后面，等到这个，等到这个监狱书信的时候。
When we read the prison letters,
大家都知道。
Everybody knows.
如果十字架能够形容罗马书、加拉太书跟林前林后的话。
If the cross can describe Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
你同样有一个字可以形容这个监狱的四封书信。
You also can use one word to describe the prison letters.
那就是基督。
And that is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，讲到基督的时候
，When we speak of Christ，
这里指的复活的基督
，It speaks of the resurrected，
升天的基督
，The arisen Christ，
内住
，Ascended Christ，
内住的基督
，The indwelling Christ。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that？
这个时候是十字架达到圣灵
，The cross leads to the cross。
所以现在不光是哥哥他
，Not only Golgotha，
现在也是初数节。
But also the feast of first fruits.
然后是五旬节。
Then Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
当你读到这个以弗所书，读到这个哥罗西书的时候，
when you read Ephesians and Colossians,
我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
We are seated with Christ in the heavens.
我们的福气乃是属天的福气。
Our blessings are the blessings in heaven.
罗马书讲的救恩。
Romans speaks of salvation, redemption.
以弗所书也讲到救恩。
Ephesians also speaks of salvation.
罗马书从地上讲到天上。
Romans speaks of from the earth to the heavens.
而以弗所是从天上讲到地上。
Ephesians speaks from the heavens to earth.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你所看见的。
What you see now.
是复活的基督。
Is a resurrected Christ.
升天的基督。
An ascended Christ.
我们与他一同复活。
And we resurrected with him.
而且一同坐在天上。
And we sit with him in the heavenlies.
你说我们在地上，我们真的在地上。
You say we are on earth.
我们在地好像在天。
But we are on earth as if in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架所要打，把十字架要带领我们的最后的情形。
This is what the cross wants to lead us to.
所以以弗所说
So Ephesians, you find.
你们要被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret of being filled with the Holy Spirit?
保罗可以给我们看见那个秘诀。
Paul can show us that secret.
弟兄姊妹，你看见怎样从哥哥他到五旬节？
How you go from Golgotha to Pentecost?
我们不只钉十字架。
Not only the Lord crucified.
而且从死里复活。
But he rose again.
升到天上。
Ascended to heaven.
圣灵降下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
如果主是这样的话，
If the Lord were to do this,
对保罗所经历的基督，
the Christ that Paul experienced.
从死里复活的。
From the dead.
而且升到天上。
And ascended to the heavens.
和我们主一同坐在天上。
And seated with our Lord in heaven.
结果呢？因着内住的基督。
Because of that Christ.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in us.
从我们的深处就流出活水的江河。
And from our depths flows rivers of living water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你现在明白十字架什么意思？
Now you understand what the cross is.
十字架是圣灵把我们带到十字架。
The cross is the Holy Spirit leading us to the cross.
圣灵发起的。
It begins with the Holy Spirit.
起点是圣灵，终点也是圣灵。
The beginning point is the Holy Spirit. The ending point is the Holy Spirit.
起点圣灵也回到圣灵。
It begins with the Holy Spirit. It returns to the Holy Spirit.
结果是什么？
What's the result?
我们的腹中就流出活水的江河了。
From our depths flows rivers of living water.
不要误会十字架，弟兄。
Do not misunderstand the cross.
那些门徒们跟随主耶稣往耶路撒冷去。
Those disciples following our Lord to Jerusalem.
他们都稀奇。
They were amazed.
他们都害怕。
They were fearful.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这几天下午。
These,
我们听见弟兄姊妹做见证。
In the afternoons, we've listened to many testimonies.
有的见证你会不会害怕？
Are you afraid of some of those testimonies?
有的姊妹病了三十几年。
A sister was sick for 30 some years.
你看见有的人的家庭有两个父，有父母，还有岳父母。
You have the parents and the in-laws.
还有其他许许多多，你看他怎么样过他的日子。
And how people live their lives.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们光注意这些的话，
If we only to pay attention to those things,
你会觉得害怕。
You might be fearful.
弟兄姊妹，难道今天主所给我们的福音是这样的福音吗？
Is this the gospel that the Lord gives us today?
我们一定要把神的话听清楚了。
We need to listen carefully to the Lord's word.
在我们主身上是如此。
How it is in the Lord's life.
他给了我们一个完全的救恩。
How he gave us a complete salvation.
现在他把十字架的救赎交通给我们。
He has given us the fellowship of the redemption of the cross to us.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
你看见父亲会不会把不好的石头给他的儿女呢？
Will the father give his children a stone to eat?
那天上的父岂不是把圣灵给我们吗？
Won't the father give us the Holy Spirit?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在这里我们就知道了。
Now we know.
今天主得着保罗。
Paul, the Lord gained Paul.
用他来做例子。
And to use him as an example.
主在他身上怎么做？
How the Lord was in his life.
在我们身上也怎么做？
He shall do in our life as well.
所以我再简单的说。
Simply speaking.
他前面六封书信。
The first six letters.
这个代表他前面二十年的光景。
It represents his situation in the first 20 years.
看见圣灵在他身主要的功课。
The lessons that he learned from the Holy Spirit.
把他怎样的从圣灵带到十字架。
How he went from the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
我是讲主要的。
I'm speaking of the most important thing.
到了后面这一段，
at the latter part,
你看见十字架怎样把他带到回带回神？
How the cross led him back to the Spirit.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
学生不能高过先生。
Student cannot be greater than the master.
所以这条路是荣耀的道路。
This way is a glorious way.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified for us.
他是值得的。
He is worthy.
我们走十字架的道路，
when we walk the way of the cross,
也是值得的。
It's worthy as well.
如果真的走十字架的道路，
if we were truly walk the way of the cross,
没有一滴的眼泪是白流的。
There is not one tear that is wasted.
因为是十字架把我们带到冠冕。
Because it is a cross that takes us to the crown.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主给你荣耀。
God gives you glory.
主给你权柄。
God gives you the power,
authority, 让你学习这些美好的功课，
so that you can learn these lessons.
主信得过你，主 has a confidence in you. 主信得过你。
The Lord has confidence in you.
许多人受苦就离弃主了。
Many people who suffer abandon the Lord.
但是约伯不是这样。
But Job was not like that.
约伯痛苦到一个地步。
Job suffered to such a point.
他宁可咒诅自己的生日。
He was willing to curse his own birth.
他怎么样都不肯得罪主。
Because he did not want to wrong the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
Offend the Lord.
He did not want to offend the Lord.
所以从这里我们就知道。
So now we know.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
主爱我们，主恩待我们。
The Lord gives grace to us.
主把最好的给我们。
The Lord gives us the best.
你要相信弟兄姊妹。
You need to believe.
你根据主的话。
According to the Lord.
天父乃把圣灵给我们。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
你怎么得着圣灵？
How do you gain the Holy Spirit?
是十字架引回圣灵。
It is the cross that leads us to the Holy Spirit.
然后从我们的腹中
And from our inner being
就要流出活水的江
Will flow rivers of living water.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
这就是主十字架交通最荣耀的结果
This is the highest result of the fellowship of the cross.
巴不得这一次的特会以后
After this conference
没有人害怕十字架
May none be afraid of the cross.
我们怕十字架因为我们误会十字架
We are afraid of the cross because we misunderstand the cross.
Samuel Rutherford
said, he said, many people misunderstand the cross. It's just like the 10 of the 12 paralytics. The 10 out of the 12 spies. They gave an evil report.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天许多人对于十字架都给 evil report.
10 out of 12 today give an evil report on the cross.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
所以我们如果我们认识什么是十字架。
If we understand what the cross is.
我们所以能够得胜。
The reason we can have gained victory.
乃是因着十字架。
Is because of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters. 没有十字架我们就不可能得胜。
Without a cross we cannot overcome.
你就知道主何等爱我。
You know how the Lord loves us.
你就知道主在十字架上所完成的，不是像我们所想的那么一点就是。
You see that what the Lord accomplished on the cross is not very little. It's
much. 在许多人所感觉里面，主钉十字架叫我们上天堂。
In many people's minds, he was nailed to the cross so that we could go to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，有许多人只要能够上天堂，他就好了。
And people are just satisfied with being able to go to heaven.
在他的观念，在他经历里面，十字架就是这么多了。
And in their experience, that's it for the cross.
但是十字架比这个更深。
But the cross is more than that.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们用保罗来做例子。
So now we use Paul as an example.
我们来看看他到底学习什么样的功课。
Let us see what lessons did he learn.
怎样从圣灵引到十字架。
How the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
然后又从十字架又带回圣灵。
And how the cross led him to the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道保罗是在大马士路上遇见主的。
We know that that Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
圣灵重生了他。
The Holy Spirit rebirthed him.
他就蒙恩得救了。
And he was saved.
他里面的眼睛开启。
His inner eyes were opened.
本来世界的神漏瞎了他的眼睛。
Before the eyes of the Lord of this world blinded him.
God of this world.
The God of this world blinded him.
弟兄姊妹，但是在大马色的路上。
But on the road to Damascus.
荣耀基督福音的光照在保罗的身上。
The light of the glorious Christ shone on him.
他的里面眼睛看见。
So his inner eyes were opened.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他结果从上面生，重生就像你我一样。
So he was rebirthed from above like you and me.
但是弟兄姊妹，他怎么蒙恩得救？
How was he saved?
如果我们仔细读路加福音，这个使徒行传所记载的。
If we were to carefully read the account in Acts.
保罗蒙恩得救和斯提凡发生关系的。
Paul's conversion had a lot to do with Stephen.
圣经说斯提凡是被圣灵充满。
The Bible says that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当保罗第一次遇见斯提凡的时候。
So when Paul first met Stephen.
他所遇见的灵。
The spirit that he met.
乃是羔羊的灵。
Was the spirit of the Lamb.
就是因为他遇见了羔羊的灵。
And because he met the spirit of the Lamb.
羔羊是最软弱的。
The Lamb is the weakest.
结果征服了一个历史上一个最顽固的一个罪人。
But it conquered one of the worst sinners in history.
如果神能够叫保罗得救，神可以叫任何人得救。
If the Lord can allow Paul to be converted, he can save all others.
你记得羔羊有七眼跟七角跟七眼。
Do you remember that the lamb had seven horns and seven eyes?
圣经说那就是神的七灵。
And the Bible said those are the seven spirits of God.
差遣往天普天下去。
Sent forth throughout the entire world.
所以我们在五旬节的时候。
So we know in Pentecost.
圣灵一面是圣洁的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
但是更重要的。
But more important.
它是羔羊的灵。
It is the spirit of the lamb.
羔羊是最软弱的。
The lamb is the weakest one.
但是像保罗这样的人。
But somebody like Paul.
是那个羔羊的灵。
It is that spirit of the Lamb,
是那个永远的灵,
that eternal spirit,
把他引到十字架,
that led him to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
你看见吗? 他怎么看见个羔羊的灵?
How did he see the spirit of the Lamb?
因为是他看见。
He saw.
然后他把他的印象告诉路加的。
And he gave his impression to Luke.
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
这个斯蒂凡在这个公会里面的 Sanhedrin 里面的时候。
When the Stephen was before the Sanhedrin.
他受审判的时候。
When he was being judged.
你知道。路加怎么记载呢
？What did Luke say?
斯提凡的脸像天使的脸。
Stephen's face was like the face of an angel.
我们都知道。
We all know.
寻道者的脸。
The face of a martyr.
乃是像天使的脸一样。
Is like the face of an angel.
不止如此。
Not only that.
等到后来听见斯提凡的祷告。
When he heard Stephen's prayer.
主啊，不要把这个罪归于他们。
Lord, do not remove the sin from them.
No.不要把这罪归于他们。
Do not lay the sin upon them.
所以你看见这个祷告乃是主在十字架上的祷告。
And this prayer is the same prayer of the Lord on the cross.
所以当斯提凡被圣灵充满的时候。
So when Stephen was filled with the Spirit.
你看见保罗所看见的乃是羔羊的灵。
What Paul saw was the Spirit of the Lamb.
因为他看见了那羔羊的灵。
Because he saw the Spirit of the Lamb.
现在圣灵在他里面说话。
So the Holy Spirit can speak in him.
如果主耶稣是应当被逼迫的。
If the Lord is to be persecuted.
如果所有跟随主耶稣应当被铲除的。
If all his followers are to be destroyed.
这些人都神国所不喜悦的人。
These are all those who are not favorable before God.
应当神所不喜悦的人。
If someone who is not favorable before God.
为什么他的脸像天使的脸一样?
Why is his face like that of an angel?
为什么他临终的时候能说主啊不要把这罪归给他。
Why before his leaving this earth will he say do not lay the sin upon them?
为什么他听见斯蒂凡说?
Why did he hear Stephen say?
我看见天开了。
I saw the heavens open.
我看见人子站在神的右边。
I saw the son of man at the right hand of God.
保罗是一个圣经学者。
Paul was a Bible scholar.
保罗是个拉比。
Paul was a rabbi.
他知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
He knew what the glory of God was.
他知道以西结书告诉我们天开了。
He saw that in Ezekiel it said that the heavens opened.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
自从人堕落犯罪以后。
Ever since man fell.
天就像铜一样。
The heaven is like like a bronze.
所以没有人能看见天。
So nobody can see the heavens.
所以虽然天开了。
Even though the heavens were open.
但是不是三层天开了。
It wasn't the third heaven that was open.
三层天要等到主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
The third heaven had to wait until the Lord was crucified.
他一手拉着天，一手拉着地。
One hand gaining the heaven, one hand holding earth.
所以真正天开了。
So when the heavens truly opened.
为我们钉十字架以后。
Was after the Lord was crucified.
所以主说。
So the Lord said,
你们要看见天开了。
You have to see the heavens have opened.
你们所看见的天开和以西结所看见天开不一样。
What the heaven opened is different than that of Ezekiel.
所以以西结所看见的。
What Ezekiel saw.
乃是耶和华荣耀的形象。
It was the likeness of the glory of God.
不是耶和华荣耀的本身。
It wasn't the glory of God itself.
但现在有一个人。
But now one person.
他居然看见神的荣耀。
He actually saw the glory of God.
而且人子就站在父神的右边。
And the Son of Man was standing at the right hand of the Father. 这个人子不是
他们把他钉十字架那个吗?
Wasn't this the same one that was crucified?
我们犹太人都知道他是欺骗人的。
We know Jews that he had lied to all.
他怎么可能是基督呢?
How can he be the Antichrist?
他如果是弥赛亚的话。
If he is the Messiah.
他的拳头应该比罗马帝国更大。
His fist should be greater than the fist of the Roman Empire.
他应该把罗马钉在十字架上。
He should crucify the Roman Empire.
结果罗马帝国把他钉在十字架上。
But the Roman Empire crucified him.
你叫他们怎么能接受他就是弥赛亚呢?
How can they accept that he is the Messiah?
当然拒绝他。
Of course he was rejected.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗有每一个理由证明说他不是弥赛亚。
Paul had every reason to prove that he was not the Messiah.
你知道他是受过很严谨神学训练的。
You know he was under a very strict training.
他在加马列的门下严格受教。
He was under the foot of Gamaliel.
而加马列是那时候 chief rabbi， 是那个最大的、最高的一个拉比。
And Gamaliel was a chief rabbi at that time.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 他有十分的证据。
He has all the proof.
所以在加拉太书他告诉我们了。
In Galatians he tells us.
因为所有根据申命记所有挂在十字架木头上，通通是被咒诅的。
Because all that hang on the tree are cursed.
如果主耶稣被挂在木头上
，If the Lord was hung on a tree，
他是被咒诅的。
He was cursed.
他怎么可能是弥赛亚呢
？How can he be the Messiah？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 要么是保罗的神学错了
，Either Paul's doctrine was incorrect.
Theology 错了
，His theology was incorrect.
但是问题在这，保罗觉得他 theology 没有错。
But Paul thought his theology was correct.
那怎么办呢？
What was
这个人是欺骗人的
，This is a deceiver.
所以他要铲除所有跟随他的人。
So he's to destroy all his followers.
但是问题在这里
，But here's the problem.
如果
If
主耶稣真的是被咒诅的
，The Lord indeed was cursed.
那根据斯提凡的见证
，According to the testimony of Stephen,
他怎么站在父神的右边
？How can he be standing at the right hand of the Father? Not only that,
斯提凡怎么看见天开？
How did Stephen see the heavens open?
主耶稣老早告诉拿但业了。
Jesus had already told Nathaniel.
还有其他，你们要看见天开了。
You will see the heavens open.
等到我们的主在十字架上完成他的工作以后。
After the work on the cross is accomplished.
现在如果你看见天开的话。
Now if you see the heavens open.
你看的是三层天。
You will see the third heaven.
一直到今天。
Until today.
你知道以西结书对犹太人来讲是封闭的一本书。
You know that to the Jews, Ezekiel is a closed book.
犹太拉比一直警告大家。
The Jewish rabbis warn people.
你不要随便解释以西结书。
Don't try to explain Ezekiel 1.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
但是感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
保罗是个认识圣经的人
Paul knows the Bible.
保罗是个懂得旧约的人
Paul knows the Old Testament.
保罗他知道什么叫做神的荣耀
He knows what the glory of God is.
不过他最多只知道神荣耀的形象
But the most he knows is the likeness of the glory of God.
现在不一样了
Now it's
现在他看见有一个东西叫做神的荣耀。
Now he sees something, the glory of God.
而且讲到神的荣耀的时候
，When you speak of the glory of God,
人子就是他所弃绝那位，居然站在父神的右边。
The Son of Man is the one who he rejected is standing beside the right hand of God.
证明圣灵在他里面工作。
It proves that the Holy Spirit is working in him.
如果他的神学是对的
，If his theology is correct,
为什么这些跟随羔羊的人？
Why those followers of the Lamb?
他的脸像天使的脸。
Their face are like those of an angel.
他的祷告就像主耶稣的祷告。
And their prayers are the prayers of our Lord.
圣经说我们的主是坐在父神的右边。
The Bible tells us that the Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father.
莫非那次
？At that time.
当我们主看见地上有一个人磨成他自己的形象。
He saw on earth someone conformed to his image.
他在十字架上怎样祷告，这里有一个人同样怎样祷告。
How he prayed on the cross, here somebody prayed likewise.
难道是我们的主真的站起来欢迎斯提凡吗
？Is it indeed our Lord who stood up to welcome Stephen?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见没有
？Do you see？
这些图画是谁给路加的？
Who these pictures? Who gave it to Luke?
当然是保罗给他的。
Of course, Paul gave it to Luke.
保罗亲耳听见的。
Paul heard it with his own ears.
保罗说大家都捂着耳朵啊。
Paul said that they all covered their ears.
大家都不要听啊。
Nobody wanted to hear.
但是弟兄姊妹稀奇得很。
But amazing.
斯提凡在《使徒行传》第七章所讲的道是最长的一篇道。
Stephen spoke in Acts 7 one of the longest messages.
是谁把它记下来的
？Who recorded that message?
谁怎么会把它记得那么清楚
？Who could record it so clearly?
保罗不要听
Paul didn't want to listen.
他自己是 Bible scholar.
Because he was a Bible scholar.
斯提凡是不过是管饭的。
Stephen was just about tear care for food.
他能做什么
？What can he do?
但是当他被圣灵充满的时候
，But once he was filled with the Spirit.
他被永远灵充满的时候
，He was filled with the eternal Spirit.
同样是一本圣经。
A same Bible.
在斯提凡身上完全不一样。
But in the life of Stephen, it was different.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that amazing?
这个斯提凡讲那么多没有讲完。
Stephen hadn't finished his message.
但是很稀奇。是谁把那个整篇的信息把它记下来的
？But who recorded that entire message？
你就知道圣灵在保罗里面做了何等的工作。
You know then that the Holy Spirit worked a great work in Paul。
不光在他身上做这些工作。
Not only did he do that work。
而且你看见他也听见什么？这个后来他也听见他怎么祷告的。
Then he heard how he prayed。
所以永远的灵。
The eternal Spirit。
圣灵已经在他里面工作了。
The Holy Spirit already worked in him.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
后来主耶稣 向他显现的时候
when Jesus appeared to him,
他说你用脚踢刺是难的。
He said it is difficult to kick against the goat.
你只要当这个牛啊，要走自己路的时候
You know when the ox wants to go its own way.
结果农夫就用那个刺来刺他。
The farmer will prick him.
但牛真是很牛啊，他就踢那个刺。
But the ox will kick against the goat.
结果他不是很痛吗
？But doesn't it hurt?
所以现在我们知道
Now we know.
圣灵要引他到十字架。
The Holy Spirit is to lead him to the cross.
他不肯。
But he was not willing.
他觉得他神学是对的。
He says my theology is correct.
只要钉在十字架上。
As long as you hang on the tree.
只要是受咒诅的。
You are cursed.
木头上一定是被咒诅的。
The one hung on the tree is cursed.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他不只是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He was not only the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是在大树长大的。
He grew up in Tarsus.
那个时候有三个大学，最好的希腊的大学。
There were the three best Greek universities.
一个在大树。
One was in Tarsus.
一个在亚历山大。
One was Alexandria.
还有一个在雅典。
And one was in Athens.
那么弟兄姊妹，大保罗就在这样一个希腊文化城长大的。
And Paul grew up in this Greek culture.
但他同时又是罗马公民。
But he also was a Roman citizen.
我们可以说。
We can say,
保罗是拥有三个世界的人。
He encompassed three worlds.
问题就在这里。
Here's the question.
当初我们的主钉十字架的时候
，When our Lord was crucified,
在上面牌子上面不是有三种的文字吗
？On the, was there not three different languages on the plaque on the cross?
有的人说是犹太人把主耶稣钉在十字架。
Some people say that the Jewish people crucified him.
不对。
No,
你看见吗？这里有三种不同的文字。
Here we see three different languages.
希伯来文是代表希伯来的宗教世界。
Hebrews here representing the religious world.
而希腊文是代表希腊的文化世界。
The Greek representing the cultural world.
拉丁文代表罗马的政治跟军事的世界。
And Latin representing the political and military world.
这就是全世界。
This is the entire world.
是这个世界把我们主钉在十字架。
It was this world that crucified our Lord.
现在我们的主要用一个这样的人。
Now our Lord wants to use one person.
是个拥抱三个世界的人。
Somebody who embraced three worlds.
能赢得全世界来归向基督。
So that the entire world would come before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在他没有得救以前
，before he was saved，
保罗是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
Paul was the Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是个希腊的文化人。
He was a Greek cultural man.
他也是罗马的公民。
And he was a Roman citizen.
想想看
，think about it.
犹太人要什么
？What do the Jews want？
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
犹太人要能力。
Jews wanted power.
外邦的世界要什么
？What do the Gentiles want?
外邦的世界要的是智慧。
The Gentile world wants wisdom.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个智慧有两种。
There are two different types of wisdom.
一个是理想的智慧。
One is an idealistic wisdom.
一个是实现的智慧。
And one's a realistic wisdom.
所有希腊人都是哲学家。
All the Greeks were philosophers.
所有哲学家都是不只是思想家，也是做梦的人。
All the philosophers were not only philosophers but also dreamers.
但是对于罗马人来讲
，but for Romans，
你不要告诉我你的梦是什么。
Don't tell me what your dream is.
你不要告诉我你的理想是什么。
Don't tell me what your ideals are.
我只要看见罗马建造起来，我就服了。
As long as I see the Roman Empire being built up, I'm satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
保罗一个是希伯来人中希伯来人。
On one hand, he was the Hebrew of the Hebrews. What he wants is power.
那么他也知道外邦的世界要什么。
But he also knew what the Gentile world wanted.
外邦的世界要智慧。
The Gentile world wanted wisdom.
这个世界谁有最高智慧，最被人看得起的
？Who has the highest wisdom is the one who is most revered.
谁最有能力的，最被人看得起的
？And whoever has the most power is the one who is most revered.
这不是这个世界吗
？Isn't this the world?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
对于犹太人来说。
To a Jew,
他们求神迹。
They want to see signs.
他们要能力。
They want power.
十字架
，the cross.
对他们来说
，to them
是软弱的记号。
Is a mark of weakness.
我已经说过了。
I already said.
如果主十字架代表能力的话
，if the cross is to represent power,
那么主耶稣就应该起来带领以色列人，就把罗马帝国就打倒了。
Then Jesus should bring all the children of Israel and overthrow the Roman Empire.
不是如此。
But it did not happen that way.
看见是罗马帝国把主钉在十字架。
You saw the Roman Empire crucifying our Lord.
这是什么？
What is that?
这是无能，这是软弱。
This is weakness.
这是对于保罗来讲，这是软弱，他不能相信，不能接受。
To Paul, that is weakness. He cannot accept that.
但是对于那些有智慧的人
，But to those who have wisdom,
你问的这是哲学家
，If you ask the philosophers,
你问那些实行家
，If you ask those idealists,
无论从理想跟实行的角度来看
，If you look at the ideal versus reality,
十字架代表什么
？What does the cross represent?
十字架代表愚拙。
Cross represents foolishness.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
在这里非常清楚给我们看见
It is very clear.
保罗所以他不能接受十字架
The reason Paul cannot accept the cross
原因在哪里呢
The reason was
因为他是软弱的记号
Because it was a mark of weakness
因为他是愚昧的记号
Because it was a mark of foolishness
但是问题就在这里
But here's the problem
如果他是软弱的记号
If it was a mark of weakness
那个灵是羔羊的灵
That spirit is the spirit of the Lamb.
如果是羔羊的灵
And if it's the spirit of the Lamb,
为什么保罗受感动
Why was Paul touched?
为什么保罗记得斯提凡所传的信息
Why did Paul remember Stephen's message?
保罗不要听
Paul did not want to hear it.
他为什么听见斯提凡说天开了神他看见神的荣耀
Why did he hear that he saw the glory of God when the heavens opened?
他怎么会听见他所弃绝那位主耶稣居然站在父神的右边
How did he hear that the Lord that he rejected stood at the right hand of the Father?
你看见当一个人被圣灵充满的时候
When somebody is filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个人实在是被石头充满的
He is filled with stones.
当一个人被石头充满的时候
When he is filled with stones,
他的反应不是苦毒的反应
His reaction is not a bitterness.
他就像他的主一样
His reaction is just like his Lord.
赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He's like, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
斯提凡同样祷告说，不要把这个罪归给他们。
The Stephen also said, do not count the sin against them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
如果十字架是软弱
，if the cross is weak.
如果十字架是愚昧的话
，if the cross is foolish.
这么有智慧的保罗
，such a wise Paul.
这么有能力的保罗
，such a powerful Paul.
为什么现在他里面有个声音在他里面
？Why did he have a voice inside him?
他不要听那个声音。
He didn't want to hear that voice.
他要把那个声音压下去。
He wanted to suppress that voice.
那最好的办法是什么
？So what's the best way?
你不要看见这些人。
Don't look at these people.
你不能只有一个斯蒂凡。
There's not just one Stephen.
你看有千千万万个斯蒂凡。
There are thousands of Stephens.
这些人都是你所要杀害的。
And these are all the ones that you want to kill.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
如果他们都在那里的话
，if they are all there,
良心要控告你。
The conscience will accuse you.
你过不去的。
You cannot move forward.
在这个时候
，at this time,
一个很文明的保罗
，a very cultured Paul,
一个非常有教育的保罗
，a very educated Paul.
圣经怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say?
他开始逼迫神的教会。
He started to persecute the church.
在希腊原文
，in the Greek,
那个词就等于是一个熊啊，进到。葡萄园里面去一样。
In the Greek, it's the word is like a bear going into a vineyard.
结果就把整个葡萄园都踩破了。
And it destroying the entire vineyard.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
保罗不是文化的保罗吗
？Isn't Paul a cultured Paul?
保罗不是有智慧吗
？Doesn't he have wisdom?
他有文化吗
？He has culture.
为什么现在他的手能沾满圣徒的鲜血？
How come his hands now can be full of the blood of the saints?
这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
很简单的解释。
It's a very easy explanation.
他为了叫他良心压下去。
So that he could suppress his conscience.
只要把圣灵的声音压下去。
So he could suppress the voice of the Holy Spirit.
就没有十字架。
Then there will be no cross.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
圣灵就是要引他到十字架。
The Holy Spirit wants to lead him to the cross.
就是不肯。
But he refused.
他用脚踢刺。
He kicked against the goads.
结果他非常非常的痛苦。
And he suffered much.
你能想象得到
？Think about it.
圣灵并没有在大马色门就照到他。
The Holy Spirit did not shine on him at the road to Damascus.
No, Damascus Gate.
At the Damascus Gate.
我们叫耶路撒冷有个 Damascus Gate， 有个大马色门。
You know that in Jerusalem there's the Damascus Gate.
那个门就是往大马色去的。
And from the Damascus Gate you can go to Damascus.
我们的主可以在那里就照到他的。
And our Lord could have shown his light there.
但是结果大概他走了一段很长的路。
But after some way，
他又是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
法利赛人呢，不光是把外邦当猪当狗啊。
Pharisees not only did they treat the Gentiles as dogs and pigs.
他甚至于对那些非利赛法利赛人也不讲话的。
But they also did not speak to them.
所以你能想到说那条路啊是很孤单的一条路。
So you know that way was a lonely way.
但是你可以想象得到。
But you can also imagine.
虽然他要踢那根刺。
Even though he kicked against the goad.
结果呢，你看见，最后他降服。
At the very end, he surrendered.
最后福音的光照在他身上。
Finally, the light of the gospel shone on him.
他告诉我们说
，He told us.
他没有得救以前
，Before he was saved.
世界的神弄瞎了他的心眼。
It is the God of this world that blinded him.
让荣耀福音。耶稣基督福音的光不能照亮他。
So that the gospel, the light of the glorious gospel could not reach.
那一天的光。
That day, that light.
表面上是外面的光。
On the surface is an outward light.
根据保罗的解释。
According to Paul's explanation.
那个什么光叫他扑倒的？
What was the light that stumbled him?
基督耶稣福音荣耀的光把他照倒。
It is the light of the glorious gospel of Christ that stumbled him.
然后在哥林多后书里面这么说。
And then in 2 Corinthians.
他说那叫光吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
The light that shone out of darkness.
那这句话很有意思。
This is a very interesting phrase.
这就叫我们想起创世纪第一章。
It reminds us of Genesis 1.
你记不记得这个太这个神起初神创造天地。
Do you remember in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth?
地变成空虚混沌。
And it was void.
渊面黑暗。
And the surface was full of darkness.
你看当保罗引这个圣经的时候。
When Paul used this verse.
他就是告诉我们说。
He told us.
他那个时候就像创世纪第一章所说的。
At that time, it was as if it was Genesis 1 in his life.
然后神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit hovered over the water.
弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵不是借着斯蒂凡运行在他里面吗？
Didn't the Holy Spirit through Stephen hover over him?
他不肯。
He refused. He refused.
快到大马色的时候。
And right before he arrived at Damascus.
结果荣耀福音的光把他照到。
The glorious light of the gospel shone on him.
这现在他蒙恩得救了。
Now he was saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信只有有一天我们到天上，我们才知道到底那天发生了什么。
Only when we go to heaven will we truly know what happened that day.
但有一件事。
But one thing we know.
那个光乃是耶稣基督福音的光。
That light was the light of the gospel of love.
这个福音是什么？
What is this gospel?
乃是基督和他钉十字架。
It is Christ and Him crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们要记得
，we need to remember，
在大马色路上
，on the road to Damascus，
很清楚的
，very clearly，
是圣灵引他到十字架。
The Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
感谢主
，thank the Lord。
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
他就蒙恩得救了。
He was saved.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
他是看见那个光。
He saw that light.
这个光包括基督和十字架。
It encompassed Christ and the cross.
但那个时候他没有话。
But at that time he had no words.
所以他需要到大马，需要到亚拉伯的旷野去。
So he had to go to the Arabian wilderness.
阿拉伯旷野，你根据亚加拉太书的解释，就是指的西乃旷野说。
And according to Galatians, the Arabian wilderness is the wilderness of Sinai.
当初摩西神怎样借着摩西对神，借着摩西来对人说话。
How God used Moses to speak to the people.
现在神也借助这个来把摩西把保罗也带到阿拉伯的旷野来对他说话。
Likewise, he led Paul to the Arabian wilderness to speak to him.
他蒙恩得救了。
He was saved.
圣灵住在他的里面。
The Lord abided in him.
现在圣灵要引导他进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit is to lead him into all truth.
神把他在旧约里面神已经说过的话。
God took the words that he already spoke in the Old Testament.
对他再说一遍。
Spoke to him once again.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
他不懂得他得救的故事什么故事。
He didn't understand his story of salvation.
当他读创世第一章的时候。
When he read Genesis 1.
要有光就有了光。
Let there be light and there was light.
他明白过来了。
Now he understands.
那是创世纪旧造的故事。
That is the story of the old creation.
也是他的故事。
But it's his story as well.
因为福音的光照在他身上。
Because the light of the gospel shone on him.
他蒙恩得救了。
He was saved.
创世纪虽然讲旧造的故事。
Even though Genesis speaks of the old creation.
但如果神说要有光就有了光。
And he said, God said, let there be light and there was light.
他就蒙恩得救的话。
And if he were saved.
那这什么故事呢？
What is that story?
所以他说。
That is why he said,
在基督耶稣里的就是新造的人。
In Christ, it is a new creation.
弟兄姊妹，他怎么会得着新造这个词的？
How did he learn the term new creation?
因为现在神把在旧约已经说过的话对他再说一遍。
Because God spoke to him once again the words that he spoke in the Old Testament.
许多犹太拉比他懂得旧约。
Many rabbis understand the Old Testament.
但是只有圣灵能引导他们进入真理。
But only the Holy Spirit can lead them into truth.
同样是旧约。
It's the same Old Testament.
现在你看是一本好像新的书一样。
It's as if it's a new book.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你看见当他读到亚伯拉罕的故事的时候。
When he read the story of Abraham.
圣经告诉我们说，那亚伯拉罕因着信就算他为义。
And it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
他是个圣经学者。
He is a Bible scholar.
他知道圣经第一次提到信就是亚伯拉罕的这个信。
He knows that belief, this word first was mentioned with Abraham.
现在主开他的眼睛。
Now the Lord opens his eyes.
亚伯拉罕是怎么称义的？
How was it reckoned to him as righteousness?
是因为相信他就称义了。
It was because Abraham believed.
那么现在亚伯拉罕的心像天上那么多，像地上的那么多。
And Abraham's sins were like the stars in the skies and the sands on the shore.
现在保罗明白了。
Now Paul understood.
他说我们这以信为本的人都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He said we who are reckoned with faith are the descendants of Abraham.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
神明明知道将来这件事乃是代表将来外邦人要因信称义。
God knew that this had to do with the Gentiles being justified by faith.
所以就把福音传给亚伯拉罕。
So he preached the gospel to Abraham.
什么福音啊？
What gospel is
that? 万国都要因着你得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of you.
所以我们这以信为本的人。
So those who are reckoned,
以信为本的人。
Those who are of faith.
我们是与什么？是与亚伯拉罕一同得福。
We are blessed together with Abraham.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神的话来了。
God's word arrived.
从前不是说凡是挂在木头上的是被咒诅的吗
？Wasn't the word that said that those who are hung on the tree cursed？
他不能接受。
He cannot accept that.
现在不同了。
But now
圣灵住在他里面。
The Holy Spirit abides him.
圣灵引导他进入一切真理。
The Holy Spirit leads him into all truth.
那你现在怎么解释十字架
？So now how do you explain the cross?
我们一同来读一段圣经。
Let us read scripture.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书。第三章
Galatians chapter 3
第十三节
Verse 13
基督既为我们受了咒诅就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅因为经上记着说凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law having become a curse for us for it is written cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree
他没有得救以前
Before he was saved,
凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
All those who hang on the tree are cursed.
叫他不能接受十字架。
So he can't accept the cross.
但现在圣灵的光照亮他。
But now the Spirit's light shone on him.
给他看见真正挂在木头上被咒诅的应该是保罗自己。
Showing him that the one who was supposed to be cursed and hung on the tree was Paul himself.
但是基督是为保罗受了咒诅。
But Christ, for Paul's sake, was cursed.
保罗是咒诅之子。
Paul was the cursed to be cursed.
结果十字架就赎我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
But the Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看圣灵引保罗认识十字架。
Holy Spirit leading Paul to understand the cross.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
他不是讲因信称义吗
？Didn't he say justified by faith？
他不是说我们这以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗
？Didn't he say we who are of the faith are descendants of Abraham？
所以犹太人就是亚伯拉罕后裔，像海边的沙那么多。
So just as much as the sands of the seashore.
那我们这些基督徒好像信那么多。
And we Christians are as much as the stars in the sky.
那么弟兄姊妹，对于属地的犹太人来讲
，for the earthly Jews，
亚伯拉罕的福是什么
？What is the blessing of Abraham？
那是那块应许的美地啊。
It is the promised land.
所以到1948年的时候
，So in 1948，
虽然以色列人仍旧抗拒神
，Even though his people of Israel rejected God，
没有悔改。
Did not repent.
神纪念亚伯拉罕的约。
But God remembered the covenant with Abraham.
虽然他们仍旧反抗，但是神听因着亚伯拉罕的约，就把他们带回了以色列。
But even though they rebelled, Israel was brought again.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见你明白这个故事吗
？Do you understand this?
但是问题在这里。
Here's the question.
我们这些以信为本的人。
We who are of the faith.
那么我们是因信称义的人。
We who are justified by faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在这里很明显给我们，现在保罗告诉我们。十字架是什么意思呢
？Here Paul tells us what the cross is.
然后第十四节
，verse 14，
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing under Abraham might come on the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
现在很清楚了。
Now very clear.
对我们基督徒来讲
，for us Christians，
我们是亚伯拉罕后裔，不错。
We are the descendants of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕的福是什么福
？But what is the blessing of Abraham？
这个福从哪里带来的
？Where did this blessing come from？
没有十字架，没有那个福。
No cross, no blessing.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
对犹太人来讲
，for the Jews，
他们的弥赛亚是荣耀的弥赛亚。
Their Messiah Messiah is a glorious Messiah.
他们的弥赛亚不可能受苦的弥赛亚。
Their Messiah should not suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
他们觉得因为我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because we're the descendants of Abraham.
我们是神的选民。
Because we're the chosen ones.
所以我们就有了亚伯拉罕的福。
So we have the blessing of Abraham.
这里告诉我们说。
But here it tells us.
我们今天得着属天的福气。
We have received the heavenly blessings.
这个福气从哪里来的？
Where does it come from?
因着十字架。
Because of the cross.
因着十字架。
Because of the cross.
从死里复活。
Our Lord rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and the Holy Spirit descended.
姊妹，我们就得着了应许的圣灵。
And we have received the promise of the Spirit.
就好像以色列人得到应许的美地一样。
Just like the Israelites receiving the promised land.
他们的福是物质的一块地。
Their blessing was a material land.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们得着什么？
What have we gained?
我们就得着圣灵。
We have gained the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
你就知道说什么是基督徒。
What is a Christian?
基督徒有恩膏住在我们里面。
The Christian has the indwelling.Of the anointed.
因为圣经告诉我们，
we know.
哥林多后书告诉我们，
2 Corinthians tells us.
神膏了我们。
It is God who anointed us.
圣灵做了我们的印记。
The Holy Spirit is our seal.
所以圣灵就是那个膏。
So the Holy Spirit is that anointing.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫基督呢？
What is Christ?
基督是受膏者。
Is the anointed one.
感谢主，主从死里复活。
The Lord rose from the dead.
升到天上。
Ascended to heaven.
神高举他。
The God exalted him,
立他为主为基督。
Made him Lord and Christ.
神就膏我们的主。
And our Lord, God anointed our Lord.
然后那膏就像亚伦的一样，就流到胡须，就流到我们的身上。
And then anointing came down the beard of Aaron unto the hems.
他是受膏的。
He was the anointed one.
我们也受膏的。
And we are anointed.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
我们就是基督徒。
And we are Christians.
弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
亚保罗给我们看见。
What Paul shows us.
所有被圣灵充满的。
All those who are filled with the Spirit, all those who have the seal of the Holy Spirit, all those who are anointed by the Spirit, they are Christians. They are Christians. To be a Christian is like we want to have the blessing of Abraham.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now do you understand?
什么叫做十字架, 什么叫做基督徒?
What is a Christian?
基督徒就是享有亚伯拉罕的福气。
It is to have the blessing of Abraham.
那就是属天的福气。
And that is a heavenly blessing.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么这个福气给我们看见，我们不只顺服恩膏的教训。
This blessing is not only are we obedient to the teaching of the anointing.
我们应当被圣灵充满。
But we also to be filled with the Spirit.
现在全世界都知道。
Now the whole world knows.
我们就是基督徒。
We are Christians.
你知道吗？后来保罗不是他第一个阶段十一年以后。
In the, after the first 11 years,
后来那个谁不是找到他们？巴拿巴不找到他们
？Didn't Barnabas find Paul?
结果他就帮助安提阿只是一年。
And then he helped there in Antioch for a year.
这一年
he was there for a year.
教会和耶路撒冷教会完全不一样。
The church in Antioch and Jerusalem were very different.
你知道安提阿人有一个特点呢、啊、
？You know, there's a feature of the church in Antioch.
他们时间太多了。
They have a lot of time for themselves.
他们喜欢听新闻。
They like to listen to the news.
他们希望传讲新闻。
They like to spread the news.
我们知道，这个然后呢，他们喜欢起绰号。
And they like to give nicknames.
他们有一个皇帝到他们城里面留个胡子，所以叫这个皇帝叫山羊。
So there was an emperor who came into their midst, and he had a beard, so they called him a goat.
结果教会你看，经过一年以后
，so after a year，
对于整个说实在，对整个社会来说
，to whole society，
他们觉得很奇怪，这些人是什么人呢
？They were wondering who are these people？
谁是这些人呢
？Who are these people？
所以因着这个原因，所以他们就想知道这些人到底什么样的人。
They want to know what kind of people these are。
所以最后他们没有办法，他们不能说他们是犹太教的一支，不能。
So they couldn't say they were but a branch of Judaism。
他们不是在犹太的 umbrella 底下，在他的伞底下，不是。
They said they weren't part of the umbrella under the umbrella of Judaism。
这和犹太教完全不一样。
They were different than the Judaism。
为什么
？Why？
因为他们是受膏的。
Because they were anointed。
在他们身上有一个现象。
There was something that showed in their life。
就像基督一样。
It just like Christ。
所以他就称他做基督人。
Therefore, they call them Christians.
就是我们普通所说基督徒。
It is Christians.
所以起头是 nickname 是绰号的。
It was actually a nickname given them.
但这证明什么
？But what does that prove?
证明经过一年以后。
After one year.
保罗把他刚刚得救所学的。
After Paul took what he learned.
来帮助在安提阿的教会。
He used that to help the church in Antioch.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
The disciples were called Christians, and that was at Antioch.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
一个被圣灵充满的人。
One who is filled with the Spirit.
圣灵不是来了就走了，不是。
It wasn't that the Holy Spirit came and left.
如果我们常常被圣灵充满。
If we are always filled with the Spirit.
我们常常享受亚伯拉罕的福。
If we are to receive of the blessing of Abraham.
这就是我们的迦南美地弟兄姊妹。
That is our land of Canaan, land of Canaan.
这就是Unsearchable riches of Christ, 这就是基督那测不透的丰富。
This is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那我们这个人是什么样的人呢？
What kind of people are we?
保罗说这样的人是个属灵的人。
Paul said that these people are spiritual men.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
保罗讲到淫乱的人。
When Paul spoke of,
应当把他赶出去。
The fornicators should be sent out.
那这些人不是偶尔犯罪，不是。
Those aren't the ones who commit an occasional sin.
这个人是常常犯罪，已经变成他习惯了。
Those are those who have habitual sins.
所以我们记得，当保罗讲那个属灵的人的时候
，When Paul speaks of a spiritual man,
这不是偶尔圣灵充满我们。
It's not occasionally the Holy Spirit fills us.
不是，我们常常被圣灵充满。
But we are always filled with the Spirit.
那这样的人圣经怎么说呢
？How does the Bible describe this type of person?
他是属灵的人。
He is a spiritual man.
所以请我们记得。
Let us remember.
基督徒就是属灵的人。
A Christian is a spiritual man.
属灵的人就应该是基督徒。
And a spiritual man is a Christian.
那现在请我们记得。
Let us ask.
保罗本来是被十字架绊倒的。
Paul was stumbled by the cross.
因为十字架对犹太人是绊脚石。
Because to the Jews, the cross was a stumbling block.
所以犹太保罗不能够接受。
So Paul cannot accept it.
保罗不能够相信。
Paul cannot believe.
但是稀奇的很。
But quite amazing.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
他能告诉我们说，
He can tell us.
基督的十字架，
The cross of Christ
是神的能力，
is God's power，
也是神的智慧，
and is God's wisdom.
为什么神的智慧？
Why God's wisdom?
因为只有在十字架上，
because only on the cross.
神的公义和神的爱。
God's righteousness and His love.
一个在南极，一个在北极的东西能够在世上相遇。
The two from two different extremes can meet together.
弟兄姊妹，十字架满足了神的公义。
God, the cross fulfilled the righteousness of God.
十字架也满足了神的爱。
But it also fulfilled God's love.
弟兄姊妹，十字架乃是神旨意的、神智慧的最高点。
The cross is the highest point of God's wisdom.
全世界最大的能力不是核子能力。
The greatest power in the universe is not a nuclear power.
全世界最大的能力是爱的能力。
The greatest power in the world is love.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
十字架是人恨恨到最高点。
The cross is hatred to the very highest point.
人恨谁恨到最高点？
It is man hating God to the highest point.
但是同时，
But at the same time,
是神爱人爱到最高点。
It is also the God loving man to the highest point.
所以这是什么？
What does that mean?
这就是保罗所说的 the word of the cross, 就是十字架的道。
That is what Paul said, the word of the cross.
神的愚拙都比人智慧。
God's foolishness is wiser than man.
而且神的软弱比人刚强。
And God's weakness is stronger than man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你怎么知道一个人？
How do you know a person?
他是属灵的人。
That he's spiritual.
所以很有意思。
It's very interesting.
当哥林多前书第一章讲到十字架道的时候。
When it speaks of the word of the cross in first.
第二章就讲到属灵人。
And the second chapter speaks of the spiritual man.
然后保罗就用他自己和亚波罗来做例子。
And then Paul uses himself and Apollos as examples.
亚波罗从亚历山大来的。
Apollos came from Alexandria.
他们都在哥林多。
And they were all in Corinth.
那个时候的哥林多。
The Corinth of that time.
实在说来是整个希腊帝国的文化中心。
Actually, was the cultural center of Greece at that time.
那个时候比雅典还能代表希腊。
They could represent Greece more than Athens.
现在我们说是雅典代表希腊。
Today we say Athens represents Greece.
那个时候是哥林多代表希腊。
But at that time, Corinth represented Greece.
他们要的智慧。
They wanted wisdom.
你记得有一个哲学家吗？
You know that there was a philosopher.
他白天点着灯。
On one in the morning, he turned on a lantern.
他就在哥林多的市场里面。
And in the marketplace in Corinth,
他到处找东西。
He was looking for something.
人家问他你找什么东西
？People were asking, "What are you looking for?"
他说我找人。
He says, "I'm looking for man."
因为人失落了。
Because man is lost.
这是哲学家。
This is philosophy.
这代表世界的智慧。
This represents the wisdom of the world.
但是弟兄姊妹。保罗怎么说
？What did Paul say？
保罗说：“对于完全的人
，He said a complete man。
我们也讲智慧
，We also speak of wisdom。
但是十字架的智慧
，But the wisdom of the cross。
十字架的智慧乃是神的愚拙。
The wisdom of the cross is God's foolishness。
弟兄姊妹， 如果你的身上有神的愚拙
，If you have the foolishness of God on you，
你有十字架的记号
，Then you have the mark of the cross。
如果你的身上有神的软弱
，If in you you have God's weakness，
那是十字架的记号
，That is the mark of the cross。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
世界上的智慧
，The wisdom of the world，
告诉我们他是哲学家
，Says that they are philosophers。
十字架的智慧
，The wisdom of the cross，
告诉他人家说我们是基督徒
，Says that we are Christians。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
现在哥林多的教会
，The Corinthian church，
要把教会变得像世界一样
，They want to。Make this church as if it was the world.
希腊人讲哲学的时候
，When the Greeks speak of philosophy,
没有哲学这个东西
There is no such thing as philosophy.
他是讲什么人的哲学
？They are talking about the philosophy of someone.
哲学家的哲学
，It is the philosophy of a philosopher.
苏格拉底的哲学
，It's the philosophy of Socrates.
亚里士多的哲学
，It's Aristotle's philosophy.
柏拉图的哲学
，It's the philosophy of Plato.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在人说我是属保罗的
，Today they say I am of Paul.
我属基法的
，I am of Cephas.
你把教会变成世界。
Now you have turned the church into the world.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters， 你看见没有
？Do you see？
十字架第一个要对付的就是我们的世界。
The first thing the cross needs to deal with is our world.
所以保罗说我不知道别的。
So Paul says I know nothing.
我只知道基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
我们也讲智慧。
We speak of wisdom.
我们也讲能力。
We speak of power.
但是我们的智慧
，But our wisdom
乃是神的软弱
，is God's weakness.
我们的能力。
Our power,
我们的智慧乃是神的愚拙。
Our wisdom is God's foolishness.
这是保罗讲的。
This is what Paul said.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
现在谁是属灵人呢
？Who is a spiritual man?
你现在不能把保罗跟亚波罗当作希腊的文化的人，不能。
You can't say that Paul and Apollos were cultured men of Greece.
所以保罗怎么说
？What did Paul say?
现在我们念一段圣经。
Let us read it.
哥林多前书
，First Corinthians.
第四章第九节
，Chapter four, verse nine。
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，他指着他跟亚波罗说的。
For I think God has exhibited us apostles last of all. He speaks here of him and Apollos.
好像定死罪的囚犯。
As men condemned to death.
因为我们成了一台戏。
Because we have become a spectacle to the world,
给世人和天使观看
both to angels and to men.
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的
We are fools for Christ's sake.
你们在基督里倒是聪明的
But you are prudent in Christ.
我们软弱，你们倒强
We are weak, but you are strong.
什么是属灵人
What is a spiritual man?
属灵人是有十字架记号的人
A spiritual man is one who has the mark of the cross.
什么是基督徒
What is a Christian?
基督徒就是十字架人。
Christian is a man of the cross.
我们再读下去。
Let us continue.
你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。你们有荣耀。
You are distinguished, but we are without honor.
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦亲手做工，被人咒诅，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受。
To this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and are homeless. And we toil, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝。
When we are slandered, we try to reconcile.
直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
We have become as the scum of the world, the dregs of all things.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是十字架人。
This is the man of the cross.
这里有人背起主的十字架。
Here there is one who takes up the cross.
为什么背十字架
？Why take up the cross？
世界人一看就知道他是基督徒。
The people in this world will know that he is a Christian.
他不是个哲学家。
He's not a philosopher.
他也不是犹太教徒。
He's not a Jewish person.
弟兄姊妹，他是蒙恩得救的。
He is saved by
grace. 为什么？他是基督徒。
He is a Christian.
因为圣灵引他到十字架。
Because the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
是圣灵怎样充满他
？How the Holy Spirit filled him.
他的身上就带着十字架的记号。
Therefore, he has the mark of the cross.
所以很清楚的弟兄姊妹。
Very clear.
你看见吗？当斯蒂凡被圣灵充满的时候
，When Stephen was filled with the Spirit，
他也被石头充满。
He was also filled with stones。
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
这就是给我们看见说
，It shows us
每一个基督徒
，All Christians
都应该是十字架人
，Need to be men of the cross。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
所以让我，所以马丁路德最喜欢讲十字架人 ，Crucified Man。
The Martin Luther always liked to talk about the crucified man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个基督徒一面是被圣灵充满的。
On one hand, we all Christians are filled with the Spirit.
一面我们是十字架人。
And on the other hand, we are crucified men.
我们有智慧。
We have wisdom.
代表神的愚拙。
But we also need God's foolishness.
这是十字架的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the cross.
我们有能力。
We have power.
神的软弱。
God's weakness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
我们成为一台戏剧。
We are a spectacle.
我们不光如此。
Not only that.
我们到现在还被看作世界上的污秽和万物中的渣滓。
We are still being looked at as the scum of the world and the dregs of all things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们知道什么叫做背十字架。
Now we know what is to take up the cross.
因为十字架对于保罗是绊脚石。
Because the cross to Paul is a stumbling block.
他不能接受。
He cannot accept it.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and
sisters. 保罗后来怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
我如果再传隔离的话。
If I were to preach circumcision,
十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
The stumbling block of the cross would go away.
在希腊原文
，in the Greek,
十字架绊倒人的地方就没有了。
The stumbling block of the cross would go away.
什么叫十字架
？What is the cross?
十字架是个绊脚石。
The cross is a stumbling block.
什么叫背十字架
？What is to take up the cross?
你知道那句话从哪里来的
？Where did that phrase come from?
那句话是在马太福音十六章，主不是对彼得说吗
？Remember when the Lord spoke to Peter?
撒旦退我后面去吧。
He said, Satan, get behind me.
他加上一句。
He added a word.
这是最重要的一句。
A very important word.
否则下面你就都不懂了。
Or else you couldn't understand what comes after.
主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
你是绊我脚的。
He said, "You are a stumbling block to me."
你就是那个绊脚石。
You are that stumbling block.
十字架也是绊脚石。
And the cross is a stumbling block.
你懂这个意思吗
？Do you understand that?
如果我传隔离的话
，If I were to preach circumcision,
十字架绊脚的地方就没有了。
Then the stumbling block, the cross, is gone.
这是十字架的意义。
That's the meaning of the cross.
为什么每个基督要背十字架呢
？Why do all Christians need to take up the cross?
彼得，你绊了我的脚。
Peter, you stumbled me.
你体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
You had interests of man over interests of God.
神有个旨意是十字架。
God had a purpose, the cross.
结果你体贴人的意思。
But you were interested more in man's interest.
你把我绊倒了。
You stumbled me.
你把神的旨意绊倒了。
You stumbled the will of God.
只要你在。
As long as you're there,
神的旨意就不能往前了。
Then God's purpose cannot be fulfilled.
我被你绊倒了。
I have been stumbled.
那怎么办呢
？What do you do?
神的旨意难道就这样就倒了吗
？Does that mean God's will gets stumbled as well?
神的旨意不能倒。
God's will cannot be stumbled.
彼得要倒才行。
Peter will has to be stumbled.
所以如果彼得来跟从主的话
，So if Peter is to follow the Lord.
当他接过十字架来
，When he receives the cross.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
十字架乃是绊倒石。
The cross is a stumbling block.
结果叫我这个人倒了。
But it makes us stumble.
十字架永远不倒，不，神的旨意永远不倒。
God's will will never stumble.
所以十字架是达到神永远的途径。
Therefore, the cross is the way to the eternal purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 现在很清楚的。
Now it's very clear.
当每一个人都背十字架的时候
，when everybody takes up their cross,
每一个人都是为着神的旨意。
Everybody does it for the will of God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
当我们读教会历史的时候
，when we read history of the church,
我们知道。
We know.
是罗马帝国征服了全世界。
The Roman Empire conquered the whole world.
许多的基督徒。
Many Christians.
他们手无寸铁。他们什么武器都。
Their hands don't have any weapons.
他们不过是被圣灵充满。
They are just filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们不过是十字架人，十字架。
They are just crucified men.
人叫他走一里路，他走第二里路。
Men tell them to walk one mile, they walk a second mile.
他才转过第二个脸来。
They turn their cheek.
给第二件衣服。
They give their second garment.
弟兄姊妹，表面是最软弱的。
On the surface, it's as if they were the weakest.
他们却是全世界最刚强的。
But yes, they are the most powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
有谁比罗马？
Who is more powerful than the Roman Empire?
有谁能够推翻罗马帝国
？Who can overthrow the Roman Empire?
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
看看这些高，看看这些被圣灵充满的人。
Look at those filled by the Holy Spirit.
看看这些背十字架的人。
Look at those who take up the cross.
结果经过两百年、三百年的逼迫。
After 200, 300 years of persecution.
等到这个逼迫过去的时候。
After the persecution is gone.
这个世界才发现。
Then this world knows.
在罗马帝国的版图里面。
In the Roman Empire land.
还两个罗马公民，有一个是基督徒。
Out of two Roman citizens, one was a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是什么
？What is that？
神的能力
，God's power。
这是什么
？What is that？
神的智慧
，God's wisdom。
我们为什么有今天
？Why do we have today？
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
这个乃是十字架的结果。
This is the result of the cross。
我盼望年轻的弟兄姊妹
，I pray that the youth。
你们要知道，十 十字架为我们完成了何等的工作。
To know that the cross indeed accomplished a mighty work for us.
十字架叫我们和这个世界有分别。
The cross differentiates us, separates us from the world.
所以受割礼不受割礼不关紧要。
Whether it be circumcision or not circumcised, it's not important.
这是犹太教的一部分。
Because that is part of Judaism.
这是世界的一部分。
That is part of the world.
所以保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
要紧的要做新造的人。
The more important is to be a new creation.
从此以后不要人再搅扰我。
From now on, I don't want anyone to bother me.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Because I have the brand marks of the cross on me.
耶稣的印记。
With the brand mark of Jesus.
我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
耶稣的印记。
Jesus' mark.
就做十字架来说。
As to
我来说。
As to myself.
世界被钉在十字架上。
The world is crucified.
就做世界来说。
As to the world.
我被钉在十字架上。
I am crucified.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
现在你不一样了。
No, you're different.
哲学家。
No longer a philosopher.
你不再是宗教家。
No longer a theologian.
你是基督徒。
You are a Christian.
但是不要忘记。
But not only
that.
在
人类历史上。
In man's history.
你看见有一件荣耀的事情发生。
There is a glorious occurrence.
虽然罗马帝国建退这个，被征服了整个的世界。
Even though the Roman Empire conquered the entire world.
神的教会，神的福音，十字架的福音，征服了罗马帝国。
The gospel of the cross conquered the Roman Empire.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
所以我想我在结束以前。
Before we end.
我念一段的东西给大家听。
I would like to read something.
我知道我从前念过的。
And I've read this before.
所以我旁边的人告诉我，你不要再念了，因为他们听过了。
Somebody mentioned that I've already read this and no, they've already heard this before. A lot of people helped me before I preached. But I remember many young people. And many of you have just known the Lord. I pray that once you have believed, that you will know how to walk this way. In the second century, when the church went through much persecution, one person wrote a letter to show us how a Christian should be. I do want to read it.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这就是保罗他所看见的。
This is what Paul saw.
圣灵怎样引他到十字架?
How the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
后来经过他的一生,
and then through his entire life,
他又怎样的被带到圣灵。
How he was brought to the Holy Spirit.
大家还记不记得?
Do you remember?
当他临终的时候,
Before he died,
他说, 现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said, now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
为什么他在最好的时候他忽然带了锁链?
Why he was chained when he was most useful?
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
所以弟兄姊妹让我来念这段给大家听。
Let me read this.
他说论到世上的基督徒不论在国家语言或者风俗民情上他并没有和别人不同的地方。
For Christians are not differentiated from other people by country, language or customs, you see.
大家都知道他们没有画地自限或者所居在自己的城中也没有使用任何声色的地方语言更没有什么特殊的生活方式使别人感觉的格格不入。
They do not live in cities of their own, or speak some strange dialect, or have some peculiar lifestyle.
至于他们的教训，并不是来自一般好辩论的人空泛的臆想，或者是推议出来的理论，也不是道理上的传播，好像一般人所教导的一样。
This teaching of theirs has not been contrived by the invention and speculation of inquisitive men, nor are they propagating mere human teaching as some people do.
只要环境许可，他们会住在希腊或其他国家的各个城里，在衣食住行上都能够入境随俗。
They live in both Greek and foreign cities, wherever chance has put them. They follow local customs in clothing, food, and other aspects of life.
然而同时，他们随时随地展现在我们眼前的那般特有的风范，处处显明他们是独居的子民。
But at the same time, they demonstrate to us the wonderful and certainly unusual form of their own citizenship.
他们的确住在自己的故乡，却像十足寄居的客旅。作为住民，他们将自己所有的与他人共享；作为客旅，他们忍受一切的苦难。
They live in their own native lands, but as aliens. As citizens, they share all things with others, but like aliens, suffer all things.
对他们而言，每一个异邦都是故乡，而每一寸故土也是异邦。
Every foreign country is to them as their native country, and every native land as a foreign country.
他们也结婚，而且生儿养女，如同常人一样。他们肯定不会伤害无辜的弃婴。
They marry and have children, just like everyone else, but they do not kill unwanted babies.
他们愿意别人共享桌子，唯独床榻是例外。
They offer a shared table, but not a shared bed.
如今他们是在肉身里，却不靠肉体活着。
They are at present in the flesh, but they do not live according to the flesh.
他们虽然浪迹地之四角，却活像天上的公民。
They are passing their days on earth, but are citizens of heaven.
他们不只遵守人所制定的律法，甚至于在真实的生活上却超过了律法上的要求。
They obey the appointed laws and go beyond the laws in their own lives.
他们爱人人，人人却迫害他们。
They love everyone.But are persecuted by all.
他们不为人知，受尽白眼，却因被交于死地，反而得着生命。
They are unknown and condemned. They are put to death and gain life.
仿佛是贫穷的，却是富有的；似乎是一无所有，却是样样都有。
They are poor and yet make many rich. They are short of everything and yet have plenty of all things.
受尽屈辱，然而蒙羞，却是得着荣耀的途径。
They are dishonored, and yet gain glory through dishonor.
遭人抹黑，却抹不去，却抹不去他们的清誉。
Their names are blackened, and yet they are cleared.
被人戏弄，却戏不走他们的祝福。
They are mocked and blessed in return.
受人苦待，却越发显出他们的谦和有礼。
They are treated outrageously and behave respectfully to others.
到处行善，却被当作恶人受罚。虽然受罚，却是欢天喜地，仿佛得着了新生命一般。
When they do good, they are punished as evildoers. When punished, they rejoice as if being given new life.
作为寄居的客旅，他们受尽犹太人的攻击和希腊人的破坏。然而，恨他们的都说不上来为什么仇视他们。
They are attacked by Jews as aliens and are persecuted by Greeks. Yet those who hate them cannot give any reason for their hostility.
简单的说，灵魂之于身体，就像基督之于世界。
To put it simply.The soul is to the body as Christians are to the world.
因为灵魂遍布全身每一部分，同样基督徒也这样散布世界每一个角落。
The soul is spread through all parts of the body and Christians through all the cities of the world.
然而灵魂是在身体里却不属于这个身体，照样基督徒是在世界里却又不属于这个世界。
The soul is in the body but is not of the body. Christians are in the world but not of the world.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们一面是基督徒
On one hand, we are Christians.
我们是基督人，也是十字架人
We are Christ men, we are also crucified men.
圣灵引导我们到十字架
The Holy Spirit leads us to the cross.
十字架也带我们到圣灵
And the cross leads us to the Holy Spirit.
如果我们是基督人
If we are Christ men,
一定是属灵人
We are spiritual men.
谁是属灵人呢
If, Who is a spiritual man?
你看见凡身上带着十字架记号
The one who has the brand mark of the cross on him.
弟兄姊妹 Brothers, 我每个人都愿意说
We all want to say.
愿意背起十字架
To take up our cross.
我们宁可我们倒下
We want to fall.
神的旨意不能倒下
Because God's purpose should not fall.
因着这个缘故
For this reason.
你看见十字架就达到神旨意的途径
Therefore, the cross is the way to the eternal purpose of God.
当保罗最后结束他的一生旅程的时候
，When Paul ended all his journeys，
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
他说我浇奠的时候到了。
He said, "It is a time for me to pour out as a drink offering."
我要离开这个世界。
I am to leave this world.
要有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
什么叫做 drink offering？ 什么叫做酒祭？
What is that drink offering？
我们知道在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament，
当祭司们献上燔祭或者别的祭的时候
，When the priest had the burnt offering，
他要拿着一杯个杯子
，He takes up a cup，
上面装满了葡萄的酒
，Fills it up with wine。
葡萄酒代表什么
？What does the wine represent？
葡萄酒代表葡萄成熟了
，It represents the maturity of the ripeness of the
经过酒榨
of the grape going through the wine press。
然后把生命供应出去。
To become wine and pour out the life.
这里有一杯的酒。
Here we have a wine of glass, a glass of wine.
代表保罗的一生。
It represents Paul's whole life.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
保罗乃是个酒祭。
Paul was a drink offering.
测量生命不是看你 得着多少是看你失去多少。
The measurement of life is not how much you have gained, but how much you have lost.
不是问你喝多少酒，乃是看你倒出多少酒。
It's not how much wine you have drunk, but how much wine you have poured out.
保罗走到最后的时候
，When Paul reached his end，
那个生命乃是倒出来的生命。
That life was a life that was poured out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是十字架怎样大的丰收。
That is how the cross can harvest.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这是为什么我们千千万万的人。
That's why myriads of people.
当我们读保罗书信的时候。
When we read the letters of Paul.
我们从以弗所书。
From Ephesians.
我们知道什么是教会。
We know what the church is.
教会不是在犹太教的山底下。
It is not under the umbrella of Judaism.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们以为他写，我们以为他写这个这个这个什么？我们以为他写第二组书信，他已经爬到最高了。
We thought that he was at the apex of his life when he wrote the second set of books.
他告诉以弗所的长老。
He told the elders in Ephesus.
关于神全班的旨意，我没有一样避讳不告诉你们的。
I did not keep anything from you according for the whole purpose of God.
所以到了前面六封书信，保罗到了最高峰了。
At the first six books, Paul had reached his highest point.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and
sisters.引他到十字架。
The Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
十字架引他到圣灵。
The cross led him to the Holy Spirit.
感谢主。
Thank you.
现在他看见他与基督一同坐在天上。
Now he is seated in the heavenlies with Father.
那个能力显在他的身上。
That power was manifested.
不光是复活的能力。
Not only power of resurrection.
也是升天的能力。
But also the power of ascension.
与基督一同坐在天上。
So that he can be seated with Christ in the heavens.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
因着经过复活。
Through resurrection and ascension.
然后圣灵倾倒下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
我们就被圣灵充满。
We are filled with the Holy Spirit.
结果从保罗的腹中。
And through Paul's womb.
就流出活水的江河。
From inside flows rivers of living water. Thank the Lord.
我们的时间已经没有了。
Our time is gone.
而且实在多用了几分钟。
And I've passed my time.
我们求大家原谅。但是但愿这些话能够深深印在我们的心。
But may these words deeply rooted in us.
我们求主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你把这些话说在我们的中间。
Lord, thank you for speaking these words amongst us.
我们求你吹息在上面。
We ask that you breathe upon them.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If you find them useful, use these words.
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the young people.
但愿在你回来以前。
Before your return.
我们知道我们的路是怎样的路。
We will know what way to walk.
不止个人有路。
Not only do we have an individual way.
教会也有道路。
But the church has a way.
感谢你。
Thank you.
在你回来以前
Before you return,
你一定要得着一个荣耀的教会。
You want to gain a glorious church.
叫你的心满意足。
So that your heart would be satisfied.
主啊，我们仰望你。
We look to you.
如果你迟延的话
If you tarry,
但愿我们愿意走在这条道路上。
May we be willing to walk this way.
这是可行的道路。
This is a way we can walk.
因为保罗的一生告诉我们。
Because Paul's life shows us.
教会的历史告诉我们。
The church history shows us.
这条路是可行。
That this walk is walk.
感谢主。
We、
我们等候你回来。
We wait for your return.
我们愿意像约翰所说的。
We want to say like John.
主耶稣啊
，Lord，
愿你快来。
Come quickly.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Amen.